Mass Migration to Britain Drives Fastest Population Rise Recorded History. By Kurt Zindelka on July 15, 2024. The mass migration policies of the ousted UK Conservative government have resulted in the largest population increase in recorded history. Figures released by the Office for National Statistics, ONS, showed that the population of England and Wales climbed by 610,000 between mid-2022 and mid-2023, taking the officially recognised total population to 60.9 million, the sharpest increase since records began 75 years ago in 1949. The historic population rise beat out the previous highs of 484,000 and 478,000 seen in the years leading up to mid-2016 and mid-2011, respectively. Before that, the previous record occurred in the year up to mid-1962, which saw an increase of 461,000 as a result of the baby boom. The country's official statistician admitted that the population growth was almost entirely down to mass migration, with net migration standing at 622,000 during the time period analyzed. This came as a result of 1,084,000 foreigners immigrating to England and Wales from outside of the UK, compared to 462,000 who left the country in the year up to mid-2023. Demonstrating the dominating impact of the open-door immigration agenda, the figure showed that absent migration the population would have actually declined, with the number of births in Britain falling by 21,900 to 598,400, which was outpaced by deaths, rising by 24,000 to 598,000 as the native population continues to age. While the Conservative Party had pledged to reduce net migration from the hundreds of thousands to the tens of thousands in their election manifestos in 2010, 2015, and 2017 and had told the public that they would cut migration in 2019, the opposite occurred as Boris Johnson's post-Brexit immigration reforms opened up mass migration to the rest of the world. Former Chancellor of the Exchequer and David Cameron's globalist right-hand man George Osborne admitted that the Conservative Party leadership never supported the pledge in private and all would be glad to see the back of it, and that the party could have reduced non-EU-based immigration before Brexit but refused to do so. This betrayal was a major contributor to the monumental collapse of the Tories in the general election earlier this month when the so-called Conservative Party suffered a net loss of 251 MPs, falling from 372 in 2019 to just 121 now, the lowest in the history of the centuries-old party. Prior to his ousting, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak implemented some cuts to the number of visas to foreigners, resulting in a 34% reduction of migrant workers, foreign students, and dependents, The Telegraph reports. According to the Home Office, this will see net migration fall by around 300,000 from its current level of 685,000 in 2023. However, this will nearly take migration back to Tony Blair-era levels, still far above the tens of thousands seen during most years in the 20th century. While the new left-wing Labour government of Sir Keir Starmer has vowed to cut migration, it has refused to commit to an annual cap and is likely to face pressure from its open borders base to open up new visa and refugee schemes, with many on the left, including Labour MPs, calling for a Ukraine-style scheme to allow massive waves of Palestinians into the country. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.